There's some things I learned in my walk in life that I carry with me to the grave. My grandmother said I was going to be a preacher. I said, "Bit Mama, I don't know." I say, "But if I do be a preacher, I'll be a correct preacher, the way a preacher's supposed to be." The things I've learned in my walk of life are devastating to me. As I walk in life, I may not stand up in the pulpit and preach every Sunday, but I try to carry the word of the Lord every day to everyone that I meet, especially those that don't believe. Some of the most important things I've learned in life: you can't drown the truth because Jesus walked on the water. You can't burn the truth. The three little Hebrew boys wouldn't burn. You can't bury the truth because Jesus risen. You can't feed it to the lions. Daniel, they wouldn't eat it. And those things I learned in life and the things I see in life just make me know how real God is. My wife asked me one day, she said, "How does David cut the lawn and he can barely walk?" I said, "Because Jesus walking with him. He ain't cutting it by himself. Jesus is out there with him." And I just want y'all to carry those things with you for life like I will. And a few things, another thing I learned: the truth is just the truth. And faith ain't faith until it's all you got. And when it's all you got, that's all you need. God bless you and love you all.
I am a teacher. Most of the time, this means that I read beautiful children's stories, wipe teary eyes when someone falls in the playground, and pin artwork up on our artist's board that all looks the same. A small child, a teacher with a huge ponytail, and the words, "I love you, Mrs. Day." But some days do not look like this. Some days are like the Friday I had recently. I was sick. Half of my students had runny noses and coughs, and every single one complained about a headache, stomach ache, itchy spot, or boo-boo they had. I applied a dozen Band-Aids and listened to complaints with growing impatience all day. The day seemed endless, the long hours between lunch and the dismissal bell crawling. My students were fractious and squabbled with each other, and I did not have the energy to combat all the tension. And so, instead of stepping back and breathing through the frustration, I took away their Friday recess and gave them another worksheet instead. Instead of giving us all a break, I handed out a punishment instead. I did not show grace to those precious little souls in my care who were just as tired as I was at the end of a long week full of requirements made by people who do not educate children or have children or, as I believe in the case of test writers, have ever even seen a child. Life is a lot like a classroom full of children. We are put on this earth with a lot of people we don't know or don't want to know, and we often fight and squabble. We have so much to learn, but some days the lessons are too long, too difficult, and we lay our heads and our hearts down and give up. The hours between our work and our rest are sometimes endless, and some days the rest never seems to come, or when it does, it is so short and it does not give any peace to our aching hearts. We are pressured from employers, neighbors, friends, or family to be strong and untiring. But we are not robots. Just like my children, we are not built to run for long marathons of work and turmoil with no rest. But here is the good part. Unlike my sweet students who have a teacher who can be less than graceful some days, our teacher is endlessly graceful and patient and wise. He is there when you draw the colorful pictures that say, "I love you, Jesus." But he is also there when you are exhausted and angry and tired, and all you can say is, "Why? Why this lesson, this difficulty, this pain?" That is not to say that it immediately goes away. Even on my best days as a teacher, I can't take away all the tests and struggles my students face. But it does mean that we have someone there who wipes our weary eyes and provides the rest our souls need while we sit with the struggles of life. This morning, as we talk about resurrection, I can promise you that I don't have all the answers to this. No one does. But knowing that God is our salvation during our struggles reminds us that our teacher is there, Band-Aids in hand, armed with infinite grace and perfect love.